right, hello everyone, and welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 157. We're here in the Pine Room Studios.
I told you that myself
like four times.
Myself, Cools, Jarrett, and Soup turned into a monkey, but he'll be back here in a little bit.
He's in an important meeting.
He's in a meeting right now. Had a radio show today from noon to three. But we're having a good day today. A lot of good things going on here in the studio. We're moving and grooving. And we're here for another episode of the Pine Room Podcast. Cools is here. He's excited. I've never seen him more happy in my life.
We came in here and Job was probably the quietest and most unhappy. So I don't know. I think I'm way happier than you.
You probably are. At this time and point in my life, you probably are. We're here in the Pine Room and going to talk about all the usual things that we talk about. Jarrett had a brain teaser, some kind of thing
shirt
that we wanted to bring up.
Wait.
You said it yourself.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I feel like it fits me pretty well. Can you guys name the pierogies on here?
All right, here, hold on.
Okay, it's tough to see because if you're listening to this.
We got a green pierogi.
Okay, the green one. Who's the green one?
That's Jalapeno Hannah.
Okay.
She won the race Saturday.
Who's purple?
I don't know. I only know two of them.
Saul.
Oliver purple.
Onion.
Oliver Onion. Orange with a mustache.
I don't know. Bacon Burt.
Bacon Burt. Yellow.
Cheese Chester.
Cheese Chester.
Cheese Chester.
Red.
Oliver Onion.
No, you already said
Sauerkraut Saul.
Sauerkraut Saul and blue. One of my favorites.
Bacon Burt.
He's newer.
I don't know.
He got second at the race when you were there.
Yeah, I know. I picked him to win.
Potato Pete. Potato Pete's
been around for a while.
He came back. I think he was gone for a little bit because Pizza Penny was there, and then Pizza Penny moved to Italy.
Oh.
Pizza Penny moved back to Italy, and then Pete came back.
I thought all pierogies have potato in them.
They do.
Do they?
Pretty much.
All pierogies have potato.
Do you like pierogies?
I freaking love
pierogies. What about numbnuts?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
pierogies and kielbasa might be one of my favorite meals.
Pierogies?
Uh-huh.
What kind?
Any of them.
When a pierogi's just potato, I don't dislike it. I think it's kind of boring.
That's when you put sauce on it.
Pierogies are.
That's what I'm saying, without no sauce.
They're filled dumplings wrapped. Pierogies are filled dumplings made by wrapping unleavened dough around a filling cooked in boiling water. So it doesn't specify. Fillings include potato, cheese, quark, sauerkraut, ground meat, mushrooms, fruit, and berries.
I went to a place. They had. They had, what's the cheese? I think it was feta and spinach in a pierogi.
Did you like it?
I didn't eat them.
I don't even know why I bother asking that.
Yeah, they gave me it to go. And
you ever had feta cheese?
I have.
Not a fan?
It's good. No, it's good.
A little crumble of feta.
Spinach, no. Spinach is spinach. It's just like, why would I eat spinach?
Well, why are you so scared of spinach?
I don't think he's scared of it. Well, yeah, you might be.
But it's just like, why would I eat spinach?
Can I? I know I always bring this up, but what is your reasoning for not trying? I know you try foods and you definitely have gotten better. I'm not trying to diss you, but when you see something, you're like, okay, I'm not eating that. What is normally the look of it?
It just like I just know that it won't taste good.
But how do you know that if you don't try it?
He immediately spinach is written off.
Yeah, like, and he's never had. I'm not saying spinach is like just. Oh, you gotta have it. But for some people, love it. So you might love
it. Like spinach wrap or spinach dip. And
you know what I think? And
Popeye loves it.
You know what I really disagree with you on this? This is crazy to me. You always say, I just get lettuce on it because it tastes like nothing.
No, I like the crunch of it, though.
You said it tastes like nothing.
It doesn't taste like
anything. Dude, I think lettuce tastes like shit.
You've never no.
I don't like lettuce,
but I don't think it tastes like anything.
I like lettuce by itself, but on things, I think it adds
by itself.
Like
you
a salad,
you just like take a
like
bite.
It's never by itself, and that's never. It's never just lettuce. You got other leaves in there.
I just have an onion and lettuce salad.
Oh, so you got onions in there.
That's it.
You don't
yeah, I know,
just
but
lettuce.
Wait, that's it.
Yeah, I just
that's
have
a fucking
onion
dog shit meal. Why would you eat that?
Well, I'm down 28 pounds.
Well, I'm not saying
6 pounds.
Well, you didn't specify it was for the diet.
Well, it's not. I just enjoy it.
See, I don't.
You
that's
said you ate an onion like an apple.
No, Nick says that. Yeah. Nick says he would eat an onion like an apple. Was at the house when I was in when we were in college, and I didn't have any food, so I just cut up an onion into slivers and just put the whole onion in a pan and ate the onion.
I don't think
that's that bad.
Yeah,
I
but
think onions
are here's
good.
Here's the thing. I know for a fact I brought that up to either you or Nick, and you both shit on me for it.
No, I wouldn't, because I like onions. But okay. Nick eats it like an apple, so I think you just made that up.
No, I know somebody was mad at me for doing that.
Nick, definitely.
Aren't you a little scared you're going to go your whole life without, like,
but, like, what would you say, what food do you think that I really am missing out on
right now?
Wings,
for one.
I've had wings.
When have you had a meal, and we talked about this on the radio, when have you had a meal and you've eaten it and you go, that's the best thing I've ever had in my life?
Ever?
Yeah.
I mean, recently I was like, damn, this is one of the best things I've ever had, was the ramen bar.
I don't mean
to turn this into a food podcast,
but I don't remember ever sitting down at a restaurant and eating something and being like, wow, this is the greatest
thing.
That's
because everything you eat is around here.
Oh, here we go again.
I'm not doing that
again.
But that's
no,
that's my argument.
But I mean, I've been to Florida, I've been to Antigua,
to me, you're pretty much saying nothing you ever had is very good.
I don't think anything I've ever had,
so why
I eat it and I go,
food?
Oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever eaten.
I didn't now, say it. Now, it's hard to pick something that's the best.
Granted, like, I like food. Food's one of my favorite things, or at least it used to be one of my favorite things of all time.
It used to be.
Like, I can't think of one time when
I'll say this. When you had the chicken Big Mac, you acted like that was God's gift.
I think it's one of the greatest. I think it's one of the greatest culinary creations of all time. But I wouldn't say it's the best thing I've ever eaten.
Okay, so there's something out there that might you just don't know off the top of your head.
I don't know.
That's like saying, what's your favorite song or favorite movie? It's a very hard question.
I know my favorite movie.
What?
School of Rock.
But I don't believe that. I think that's just a nostalgia.
No, School of Rock is the only movie ever that I will watch over and over again. Ever.
Okay.
That and Nacho Libre. You couldn't sit me down and watch the same movie again. Like, if I watched one Harry Potter, couldn't sit
around. We just watched Tropic Thunder again, and you loved
it. Yeah, I know that, but I would never, like, that's...
You know what I'm starting to think? Is that you're a liar.
No,
I'm... And you're just a hypocrite.
See, but you're making... Now you're taking it to the stream. I'm saying I could watch from beginning to end School of Rock, then wake up the next day and watch it from beginning to end. I have done that.
Why?
Because I like the movie.
I don't think you do.
It's a comfort movie for me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So you don't actually watch it. It's just on in the background.
Sometimes.
Oh, not, so you're not watching
I know then. Every line to that movie.
Okay, I can do that for some stuff.
You don't know every line.
Stepbrothers.
Yeah, but you don't know every line.
You have to call me Nighthawk.
Yeah, that's like the most common line.
Could you imagine if we got these when we were 40?
Wait, so you're saying that, that...
I could never sit down and watch Tropic Thunder.
He doesn't actually have a favorite movie?
No, I'm just arguing to argue. But for you, I think you're going to wake up one day and realize, damn, I missed out on a lot of foods.
Like what?
Wings. Like, you could have had Drover's
Wings.
I've had them.
Had Drover's Wings?
Yeah, and I prefer
when
the...
When did you have those?
I had them when we were there.
No, he's fucking lying, too. It's just a
double. The last time we went, I had one of Jubs or one of yours. I can't remember who it was.
Oh, it wasn't me.
But I prefer what I get.
Like ramen bar, we went there, you get chicken and rice. You don't get ramen.
So I don't want exploded chicken in my ramen.
Exploded chicken?
Yeah. Last time I had ramen,
it looked like somebody took a chicken and put a firecracker in it and it blew
up. That wasn't the place we went
to
recently.
No, but
that's subpar ramen.
Now
though,
he thinks all ramen has exploded.
But like what? Okay, what was in your ramen?
I
think you...
But that's just the most recent example.
I think you put that on a way too high of a pedestal.
I don't think so, but that's just the type of stuff that I like.
What did you get last time we went, Job?
I got whatever he got.
Tantan Man. What is in that?
Different stuff, huh?
What's in that?
It comes with like the spicy broth, noodles, beef, and that's it.
I mean...
Yeah, but then you can also add like... I think I added... I added like mushrooms and...
What kind of beef?
It's just like beef. What do you mean what kind of beef?
Like ground beef?
He said... Yeah. He said exploded beef.
So they put a cow and boom.
Well, so how... I mean, do you eat burgers?
No.
Yeah, yes.
What's the difference?
Oh, I fuck up a burger.
Yeah, but that's new to you, isn't it?
It used
to be that one guy that if there was a burger checked out, you'd need one hot dog.
And I know exactly why you didn't like burgers, because we were in Florida in Sarasota one time, and they made burgers on a grill when they were like an organic burger, and he ate it, and he said it was the worst thing he's ever eaten, and then never ate a burger again until recently.
I don't really remember that.
But, like, I can probably name your diet. Chicken, pepper rolls, pierogi.
Why do you guys always say pepperoni rolls? Like,
but that's what you would eat.
I don't remember the last time I've had a pepperoni roll.
Well, because
I swear
you don't
to
live
God.
At home.
Oh, no, they actually Easter, yeah, the other day.
Oh, so, yeah, see, I'm right.
But I was at a party. Like, I don't go out of my way to, like, make, like, pepperoni
rolls. But
that's
what you will eat. If you're given the option, you'll eat that.
Yeah, I eat a pepper. You would eat a pepperoni roll, too.
I'm not a big pepper roll guy. I need sauce.
That's the shit where you said you don't like ice cream.
I mean, I can eat it.
But
I'm not a weirdo. I will
you
eat
be,
it.
You go too far on the... You say you don't like things that you actually do enjoy.
What do I enjoy?
If you sat down and ate a thing from... what's that
Superman
one place in Bel Air? No, the place in Bel Air.
Shit. The cream.
The cream. It was like the ice.
Snowbiz?
Snowbiz.
Snowbiz, yeah.
I don't like Snowbiz.
We went there like 10 times.
No, I kept trying something new, and every time I was like, this is too sweet.
But you like Superman ice cream.
Yeah, but I only eat like a few bites, and then I get rid of it because it's too much. I can only eat so much of sweet stuff.
Jesus, why'd it get so loud, Joe?
No, it's been like that. It's just because it's zooming out.
Oh. But yeah, I can only eat so much of it before it starts
vomit.
To bother me. And my teeth feel weird. And
you ruined
I don't know,
it.
I just feel like a pig
man.
When I eat a ton of ice cream or something.
I don't understand that. Oh, yeah. I don't understand that.
But here's my thing. You get on to me for that, but then you're like, well, food isn't that good. There's no.
I didn't say
is worth trying.
That is not what I said. That you see, now you go way out of context.
No, I'm not.
That's not what I said.
That
I said
context.
I've never sat down and ate something and said this is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
So that's very, very specific, though.
I honestly, I don't. I'm trying to think if
I've
ever.
Well, I'll say this. I know a time when you gave something a 10.
I know, I've given things 10.
So that's considered the best.
No, it's the best 10, of its category.
It's a scale of 1 to 10, that means it's the best.
No, it's the best of its category.
The best?
No, not the best amongst other things. Like, I would rather have, if you put a burger...
Then it's not a 10.
If you put the number 10 burger in front of me...
But burgers are your favorite food.
Yeah,
so
but...
So it's the
no,
best.
No, no, no,
yeah,
no,
see?
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
Chinese
yeah, yeah,
is
yeah.
my favorite food.
No, it's not.
Chinese is my
no,
favorite
it's not.
Food. Burgers.
So what's the best Chinese meal you've had?
Panda.
I don't know.
Oh, so now you're doing this just to avoid.
I don't know. No, I love Panda.
I got you in a corner.
Panda's one of my favorite ever, but I wouldn't say it's probably the best I've ever had.
What's the best Chinese you've ever had?
I don't know.
Why is it your favorite if it's not the best?
What?
Why is it your favorite if it's not the best?
Because
he hasn't
there's something
had,
out there
I guess
better,
he hasn't had the best yet.
But it's not your favorite?
I don't feel like
so
I've
you,
had the
your
best
your favorite
yet.
Is something shittier than the best.
Correct.
That doesn't make sense to me.
How would I know what the best is if I haven't had it yet? Because
you've had it.
No, I haven't.
I'm saying of the things that you've had.
Of the things I've had, it's the best, but I know that there's better
so
out there.
So that's the best.
Oh, my God. See, now we're going
yeah.
in a revolving
I won what? This argument.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, you completely
you gave
got
a 10
destroyed
to you,
in this argument.
You gave it a 10 to 3 burgers?
I think 2.
The
I
Ghost?
Vines
the
I revoked the Ghost Burger from Boulevard Burger because I had a second time and it was not as good. So I revoked
you
that.
You did?
Yeah, we went down the next year, and I revoked Boulevard Burgers number 10.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
I revoked that.
It's the Jack Brown.
Jack
sounds
Brown
like
Burger.
Jack Brown.
What was that burger
Cobra
called?
Kai.
Cobra Kai. That was the best burger I've ever had.
It
but,
was ahead
but,
of Market Vines.
But I feel like there's something better there.
At that place or in
no,
general?
Just in general. I
well,
feel like
I
there's
think,
something
I
better
there's something
out there.
Out there that you haven't had yet.
Yeah, but. I think it's fair to say that there's always probably something better, but yeah. That's why you shouldn't give it a 10.
But that to me at the time
up.
Is a 10.
No, see, that.
Do you think
so nothing would ever be,
short,
nothing would ever be a 10.
I agree.
I disagree.
That's very short-sighted of you.
No. Shut up.
Do you think, not, Jub, do you think that you've made a 10 burger?
No.
Like in your, like. Like, and nobody else, like, because, like,
humanity, I'll say
obviously
this.
It's very
I'll
hard
say
to
this.
Make a 10.
I'll say this. I think I'm by far of our group, of our friend group, maybe even in the Pine Room, I am the best cook.
Best cook?
Ooh,
best
man,
chef.
Matt wouldn't.
That's
Matt,
a very low bar, though. I don't think any of us are very
you might
good,
have
like,
to say, you might have to argue with Jared Matt
and
about
I make
that.
I think
pizza
I'm
rolls
the best
and
chef.
Fucking, like, frozen pierogi.
Oh, dude, I'm.
I don't.
What?
Are you going to say you're a good cook?
No, I was just saying I'm probably the
yeah,
worst.
I was going to say we're pretty bad.
No, I don't cook shit.
I
am,
cook chicken and pasta. That's about it.
If I know anything when I'm older, I will be the cook. I will be the guy making food, like making dinner.
But you're not very good at it.
I am.
I've tied
I made salmon and asparagus the other day. It was fucking unbelievable.
Ah, see. You lost me.
See, if you're watching this, this face he's doing
right now, there's no face. He is absolutely bullshitting this whole entire thing. Didn't let me finish. Salmon is, I agree that you can make some good food, but I don't think salmon and asparagus should have been your example.
I was just saying what I made last week. I feel like that's a pretty difficult thing to make. All right, here we go. I made a Korean barbecue. I made a Korean sticky barbecue chicken with fried rice.
That's better.
No, I made that from scratch. See, he's doing this shit now.
Go ahead.
I made it from scratch. I don't remember my side. Oh, what yeah, a make? Carrot salad.
What did you
carrot
make?
Carrot fucking salad.
So I made a Korean barbecue sticky chicken. I put the chicken in the crock pot. I got gochujang chili paste.
Go ahead, make something else up.
It's been a while. Like diced or minced garlic, minced ginger, mm-hmm. Soy sauce.
Why'd you mince it all?
Well, you have to.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't cook.
soy sauce, brown sugar. Well, it's stevia because I don't eat sugar, but. Stevia.
Did you make this up or did you follow a recipe?
No, I followed a recipe.
Oh, so you didn't make it.
This is ridiculous. What did you make the other day or like a couple weeks ago when you dropped? Didn't you burnt something? What did you do? Didn't you burn?
I made Korean sticky barbecue chicken.
That was the same one?
No. That one was what did I make?
Interesting.
What did you do? You dropped it or something.
I made honey chipotle chicken. That's what I was just talking about. I made Korean barbecue sticky chicken when I diced chicken and I breaded it in corn flour and fried it, or not fried it, but baked it and then tossed it in a sauce that I made on the stove.
Do you like to do that to keep track of calories? Like, I'm being dead serious here. Is it easier to keep track of calories? I didn't know if you liked that better, or do you think it's easier to just go get something from somewhere else?
Well, no. You can go get something from somewhere else, but then you have a limited supply. But if you make a big batch of it, you can at least have it for a couple of days. Like right now, I don't have anything made, so I don't know what I'm going to eat.
But if it's not any good, why do you eat it for a couple of days?
Nothing that I've eaten while I've been losing weight has been phenomenal. I mean, I've eaten good meals, but I've not had something where I'm like,
the best meal
this
ever.
Is like the best. I've never had a low-calorie meal and said, this is awesome. I don't know how Soup thinks that salads are the best thing ever because they're not.
Well, I thought you like your lettuce
and
onion.
When he spends $28 on
it. I do. I enjoy it, but it's not. It's better than nothing.
So him spending $28 on a grilled chicken salad
is the biggest crock of dog shit I've ever heard in my life.
But like, I'm being dead serious here. You're confusing me because you sit here and say, oh, there's nothing's like been like you get on to
you're
me for saying something.
You're misunderstanding my point.
Well, that's why I just said I'm confused. So
I'm telling you that
you're not letting me explain why I'm confused. Listen, so I'm scared you're going to give me an answer that doesn't make sense.
You're telling me that you don't understand why I'm saying that
but you don't understand what I don't understand.
Go ahead. Ask me.
No, go ahead.
No, ask me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask me. Ask me.
But like, you're telling me that nothing's the best ever.
Right.
But then you're like, oh, I just don't really care. Like, everything's just kind of average. Like, there's nothing special. So I don't get. But then you sit here and go, oh, well, this is bad. This is great. So what's your stance on food?
I am eating foods currently that I have been in the past 2 months that I would not normally eat on a regular basis. But it's better than nothing. Like, I would rather eat a bowl of lettuce and onions than not have any food at all and
eat air.
Well,
yeah, you're
dying. Correct.
Okay, so but it's not what I'm getting at.
So it's not the best thing I will ever eat, and I know that. And even outside of weight loss, eating... When I would go out to get I'll say this, Drover's wings are the best wings that I've ever had. I think we can agree on that.
Okay.
We can agree on that. My point to that is I don't think that there's much better of a wing than them.
Okay.
But I've never eaten Drover's wings, and while I'm eating them, I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. Even though I know there's
Does that matter is what I'm like.
I'm telling you, there are people that say this is 100% my favorite food.
Soup does that all the time.
Soup says like
this is the best thing. This is the best thing I've ever had. What's
wrong with saying something is really good?
There's nothing wrong with saying it's really good. There's
the fact that I said ramen bar is so good. You're like, well, it's not the best I've ever had. I don't see why that's even relevant though.
No, you said
what is the point you're trying to make by telling me it's not the best ever?
You said the other day when we came out of the ramen bar,
top five meal for me.
Correct, and that's fine. But you and I agree that there's probably ramen that's better than that.
There might be, but I'm saying for all the meals that I've had, it's top five.
Okay, and I agree, but I'm saying that I've never had... My point is, I've never had anything where I go, this is the best thing I've ever eaten.
Okay, but why? I'm saying, what's the point of making that point? It just seems so irrelevant to me.
Because we had the point... We were talking about food, and you were talking about the best foods, and I've never been wowed by a dish.
Ever?
I don't think I've ever been wowed by a dish.
This is really good.
No, I mean, I've enjoyed food, but I've never been.
So what are you thinking it's going to do to you? Blow your fucking head off?
I think the Cobra Kai probably wowed you.
Yeah.
Because you got two of them.
He literally went up and thanked the chef. Like, this is why I think he's bullshitting right now.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
The fact that you're saying you've never had something been, like, really good.
I have had something.
This is really good. Like, yes, you have. I've seen you lick your fingers clean.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Like the burgers and stuff you've had, I know for a fact.
My point is, I've never eaten something, and then I go afterwards, I'm like, I will never have anything better than that.
What the fuck? Why does that matter? That's what I'm saying. Why does that? I think that's great that you had something that good, and there could be something better out there.
I agree.
But why can't you appreciate what you had?
I do appreciate what I had. The point is, I have never had anything, and I go, anyway, we've beat this horse.
Well, I think people listening to this want to hear the answer.
I've given you the answer.
Why is Jubb being ridiculous?
I'm not.
Well, if you're listening to this, please tell me that you agree with me, and tell me he's not making
sense. Anyway, what's the main thing that you wanted us to do?
Oh, yeah. We already got our brains firing. I thought that this would be a good thing. I saw this today on Instagram. This is from Avelino Farms on Instagram. This is an important thought experiment. And I think we've kind of talked about this in a similar context sometime on the show. The question is, you're in an arena with 50 hawks.
Oh, here we go.
10 crocodiles. 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, 1 hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo, 10,000 rats, 5 galeras, 4 gorillas, 4 lions. So you pick 2 to defend you, the others attack you. Goal is to survive 1 hour.
Hold up.
So again,
why are they angry like rats? That?
Yes, everything's angry. Everything's pissed.
Give me
50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, 1 hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo, 10,000 rats, 5 gorillas,
how many
4
bears?
Lions, 3 bears.
Grizzly bears?
Brown bear, yeah.
Give me the bears and the rats.
And the rat.
Give me the bears and the rats. Give me the bears and the rats.
What kind of rifle is it?
I would say probably just like a regular
like a single fire.
I would say like a regular like hunting rifle.
I wonder how much ammo he has.
I'd say unlimited. Matter.
And how far away is
it? I'm gonna say unlimited. You're in an arena.
There's one answer to this.
I just want to know details. That's all.
To me, I would say three brown bears, 5 gorillas.
No.
How many rats?
10,000.
Give me the rats. And give me the bears.
Fuck you.
You guys are both on
that's
the same
what I
page.
Picked.
Oh, that's fucking good. That's the best meal ever.
No, we're not eating that.
Oh.
So everything else, so if you pick the 3 brown bears and the 10,000 rats.
I'd take the 10,000 rats, period.
Yeah, so you go 50. Those are on your side. Now 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 15 wolves, a hunter with a rifle, 7 buffaloes, 5 gorillas, and 4 lions are coming after you.
Yeah, because I don't know. Not any of those could probably beat a bear one-on-one. Let alone a bear that has 1,000 rats on its side.
10,000.
But I'm saying, like, I could separate. So I could split the rats up.
But then you have a hunter put a foot one right between the bear's eyes. It's dead.
No. Nope.
Maybe. It might miss. But you could send 2,000 rats at the hunter.
Is there a right answer to this?
No. And the comments have been,
hold on.
No.
What were the birds? Well, there were only
50 hawks.
Ooh.
They're not going to do anything. They might destroy the rats.
This guy, one of the top comments says, is it weird that the only thing I know for sure is I want 10,000 rats on my side?
That's it.
I agree.
I think you could have a good chance with just them.
That's an overwhelming.
The only problem you'd have is the birds, because then the rats couldn't get them. But even
the bears.
If you got 3 good rats that just chain up and grab a hawk by the foot.
I'll tell you, they're eliminating the lions, the gators.
Anything on foot is gone.
Like immediately. The hawks can't take out the bear. So I think that's not even
close. I think a bear is just swiping the Hawks out of the air. Yeah.
I tell you what, and I'm looking at a lot of these comments. Buffalo wouldn't be a horror because they would just start running around.
I just don't think
seven. Yeah, a bear, you see a full-grown bear.
Tell you what, my squad would be sick.
How many buffaloes?
Three brown bears. Five gorillas.
You're getting slaughtered by
three brown bears.
The rats are good. Rats.
Gorilla.
Jarrett, I'm
they're taking out at least 50 rats one swing.
No, I'm telling Jarrett, those rats would. They would look like they would look like an ocean. It would look like an ocean.
They
would
fit in this room.
They would just be going all. They might make a giant fist.
Smash it.
No, they would step on the rats. The gorillas and the brown bears.
Have you ever seen a big rat?
The rats are pretty big, like a New York rat. One that's been eating
like
garbage
an angry rat.
Are they hungry?
I don't know.
If they're hungry rats, they would definitely win it.
The biggest rat, like big rats are huge.
Yeah, they look like squirrels.
Like that's a big rat.
Let me see.
I mean, that's like the biggest rat. This guy says I'd ask the hunter to kill me. A lot of people are saying the same sentiment. I think we're all underestimating how big a number 10,000 is.
It's huge.
10,000, it would literally, you wouldn't be able to, if you jumped in a pile of 10,000 rats, you wouldn't hit the bottom.
You'd be a skeleton within a second.
You'd jump in and by the time you hit the bottom, you'd just be bones.
Yeah.
10,000 rats, the grizzly bears.
Pick buffalo and bears.
No, gorillas and bears.
Gorillas.
Those rats are always the two that are pitted up against each other as the strongest.
Yeah, but it's
the four lions. The four lions are going to be an issue. They're going to be an issue.
I think issue.
Yeah, they are.
Jared, if four lions against 10,000 rats. The rats would crest over them like a wave, break over top of the lions, and then by the time they got over, it would just be piles of meat behind.
It would be like a cartoon where if 10,000 rats went through the lions, and by the time they would like get through it, they would just be bone.
I think you guys are overestimating how powerful rats are.
Jared, 10,000 angry rats.
They just nibble.
No, they
don't.
They
chew through people.
My gorillas.
The old punishment back in the medieval times, they would put a metal bucket on your stomach with a rat in it, and they would heat the top of it, and the rat would burrow through you.
But he's not. That's a human.
Okay.
It's skin.
They're not biting through a bear skin. They're not biting through gorilla skin.
They're going for the eyes. They're getting in its mouth. They're going in its...
No, they're not. The gorillas, boom, boom, boom.
You're wrong. You are full-blown wrong.
You ever see a gorilla?
I've seen him.
Yeah, I've seen him. But Jared, he focuses too hard on one area of rats. All of a sudden, he's got 40 on his back.
One swing, he's taking out 30 to 40 to 50.
How's he going to get 50 off his back?
Yeah, and then he's still got 9,000.
The bears.
971.
The other gorillas and the bears are helping.
No, Jared, there's no way. It's 10,000 rats.
And that's let alone the three bears that are running around taking on whatever they feel like.
So you have, and then the rats are going to ride the bears like launching mechanism. So you're going to have a bear running at you,
ooh,
and then as the bear swipes, it's just going to have just a wave of rats come over top of it.
She said it might form into a hand. And
it literally would turn into a big human being, and it would start stomping around. That's what those rats would do.
No.
Jerry, you could kill 5,000 rats and still have 5,000 left to deal with.
Yeah, that's a ton.
How would a gorilla smash a...
Boom. Boom.
I might kill 30.
30 to 40 to 50 dead.
How big do you think 30, that fist
he says 30 dead in one
how
swing.
How small do you think a rat is, and how big do you think the fist
gorillas
is?
Gorillas are huge.
They're not big.
In a bear swipe. A bear paw's bigger than his head.
But the bear's on the side
bang,
of the rats.
Bang, bang,
the bears and rats are teamed up.
No, not on my team.
Well, on my team they are.
Well, with your team, my team,
my
no.
My team slaughters your team.
No. Well, that's not what we're saying. We're trying to survive 1 hour.
Oh, fuck. That's so easy. Every fucking 10 minutes, I'm sending out
a rat. I would just
rat.
Stand in the corner and let the rats...
Yeah.
Like, they would be in a
just die.
V pattern, and they would just hold the line.
It'd look like the 300.
Angry rats can be dangerous, both physically and due to potential disease transmission. So at least we know that if they survive, they're going to die anyway. Can you imagine getting bit by 10,000 rats?
I'm riding the gorillas. The bears.
You would literally look like chop. You would look like ground beef.
Imagine if they formed a perimeter around me, all five gorillas and all three bears. Nobody's getting through that. I'm surviving for an hour.
They're sneaking right past
Jared,
it.
Those rats are
if
over
a rat gets
Jared,
through, boom, I step on it.
But they're all coming at once, and I'm not going to kill them fast enough.
If a rat gets through, I'm stepping on it. Or I'm throwing
you seen it.
It.
I'm scared of rats.
Jared, one rat, a brown rat, is 1 pound. So that's 10,000 pounds of animal.
How heavy is a brown bear?
Probably about 600-700 pounds. I mean, the weight is...
And then how heavy is a gorilla?
Adult grizzly bears could be 400 to 600 pounds.
But the weight to me is irrelevant.
500, that's...
That's just a pure number of teeth coming out.
Gorilla can be 3 to 5.
So we could get up a
so
lot...
So a wave... They would get thrown around by this wave of rats.
Yeah, 100%.
The rats,
I would love
pounds.
To hear feedback on this.
The rats would form a barricade and just smush.
I'd love to post this on the story and see what we get.
I
or
think
at least post a clip of this.
I think an overwhelming amount of people would agree with that.
Yeah, where are we in a big room?
We're in an arena.
Oh, you're done.
The rats would just...
You're so
like
dumb.
If you had a gate and you opened the gate, the rats would just explode out of the gate.
Yeah.
Would they know to come after me?
They would just explode out of the gate.
But they're not
you.
But they're not aggressive. I mean, rats
Why
aren't
not?
Aggressive.
You just said everyone in this thing is angry.
Yeah,
you
they
said
are exactly.
every animal is
yeah,
angry.
And they're coming after you.
Yeah, I forgot that's what I said.
Can you imagine a wall of angry? It would block the sun out. It would just be this wall of rats.
They're not up. They're not.
Were you
they
just
they
hoping like
stand.
Some of them would forget to go after you? Or?
What do you mean they can't stand? They're going to stand on each other.
They fall over.
No, they're yeah, they'd roll like
yeah.
a wave.
Yeah, and they can't attack.
And
meanwhile,
then they would latch on
meanwhile,
you.
Meanwhile, my gorillas.
That's like when a group of ants like take down
yeah,
like a bird.
A bee, like a hawk.
They, yeah, but my gorillas are punching through every rat
no.
possible.
Jared, it goes
you
one punch.
Kong?
It goes
yes.
one punch, and it pulls its arm back, and it's just yeah, bones. Yeah. They'd be like a literal,
nah,
like a
no,
like
it's not.
A mulch machine.
My team, I'd survive an hour. We probably both would survive an hour.
No.
Your team definitely getting cooked.
I think probably
any
like
team
the,
that doesn't have
like
the, rats
the worst.
Done.
I don't think a hawks would do too much. I feel like, I mean.
Now, if they're peck. if they're like, I mean, even if they're these little baby rats, that's still, they would still just chew through you.
Well, think about like the hawks, like 50 of them have to go down and the most they can do is pick up two.
Yeah, hawks, I don't think a good option. Crocodiles, so I feel like, aren't a
they
terrible.
They would get absolutely steamrolled by rats. Steamrolled. Yeah, that's it, and then they're done. They swallow one time, the rats roll right over them.
Even if they swallow them, they're just, like, if all the rats charged into the mouth
yeah,
of the crocodile, just burst.
Yeah.
They just burst off the crocodile.
The crocodile's got to be the most worthless
15
one
15 wolves, I feel like, aren't a very good option.
No, those aren't useful.
The four lions, probably not either.
The two bear, three bears and the rats, I would go with that any
yeah,
day
of the
week.
Yeah, or the gorillas and
because the bears take down anything bigger. The only problem you got to worry about is the hunter if he gets a headshot. But the rats would just swarm him and turn his
yeah.
legs to goo by the time it...
The rats would probably
I like
pick up
hunt,
the gun.
A hunter and 10,000 rats probably isn't a bad option.
No, Derek, the hunter's going to get... if the
No, the 10,000 rats are on his side.
Well, yeah, I guess then
that's
he's
not
like,
a bad one.
Yeah, because then they're rats. Like the cannon fodder just up there going, and then he just picks them off.
How accurate is he though?
Yeah, if he's some drunk, that's
there's
in, like,
a lot of there's a lot of question marks with the hunter. What gun does he have? How much
hawks
ammo
would
does
just
he have?
Swarm the hunter.
They would. Oh, if the hawks went at him all at
yeah,
one time,
he would only shoot one bullet.
He would explode.
Unless he's on like a turret and he's just
then a gorilla. If a gorilla, any of those other animals against a hunter, unless he lands a headshot or like center mass hits a heart, he gets swarmed by any other animal, even
yeah.
outside of the rats.
Yeah, the hunter.
Gorilla's gonna take him to rip him in half. Bear's gonna swipe his head off.
Unless he's got sleight of hand, he can reload really fast.
See, if he had like an AR, like we shot.
Yeah, that would change things. But,
oh yeah. Speaking of that, did we talk? Have we talked about that yet on the show? I think just on the radio, you guys talked about it. How you guys
shot some guns.
You got to shoot
some
guns.
Yeah, we shot guns. We went up to Guntree. If you haven't been to Guntree, I mean, and you're into guns, and that's something like you're interested in doing. Even if you're not, if you've been like expressing interest in maybe doing it, and you haven't done it before, or you're afraid of it, go to Guntree. It's a couple bucks. It'll cost you a little bit, but, I mean, it's worth it. You have people
it's
there willing to treat you right and willing to teach you. And one of the things that we came away with was Mike, who was one of the range instructors. He said he liked working with people that were new because new people don't have bad habits, and he loves working with new people. So if you're new to it and you haven't shot a gun before and you're interested in it, go to Guntree. And we're not sponsored by them or anything. So we're
hopefully in the future maybe we'll have a partnership with them. But yeah, you guys went up. Did you have the option to shoot? Like, did you get the, like, were there guns like on the wall that you could pick out? Like,
there
to
is,
shoot?
But we didn't.
Yeah,
pick.
If you go up there, you can pick out what you
like. Were
shoot.
There any like modern like?
Yeah, there was a SCAR, MP5, M4s. Desert Eagle.
Really? There's a Deagle?
Desert oh, yeah. Eagle. There's
it's a
like,
gun range.
It's like there's all. It looks like Grand Theft Auto when you go in the store. They're yeah. all up on the wall.
Oh, dude, we got to do that again. Hopefully, we'd be able to shoot the Deagle because I've always wanted to shoot one.
We
I
shot.
Don't know if we're strong enough to shoot that.
That.
Dude, the 9mm.
You were in there, and I was listening to you guys on the radio the other day when I was driving, and I think Coach said that he said when that first shot went off, and I think he was like when somebody shot that first shot. You guys said you shot the first shot.
Yeah, did.
He was the first one to shoot, and
why did he go first?
Just because we wanted him to go first, and he said if he had to poop. If he had to poop, he would have just done it right in his pants, like the first shot that went off. And it was loud. And I've heard gunshots before up close, but for some reason, I think because we were closed in and those sound panels.
We were in our shooting range getting ready to shoot.
Yeah.
So I didn't know.
We had no idea.
He was about to pop one off.
And he let it loose, and it was really, really loud.
What did you
loud.
Shoot, a 9mm? And
9mm, then AR-15 and AR-10 or something.
What was a 9mm? Like an M9 or
it was I don't know what it was. It was a little
pretty much
Glock.
Like a,
it looked like kind of looked like that.
Yeah, it was like a Glock, yeah.
It probably would have been like a Glock.
And so we shot that. We did like probably 50 rounds maybe with that. I was going through a lot of them, and the lady was really nice. Her name was Sam. She was from South Africa.
Did you guys let any like were you could you like trick like if I wanted to could I like mag dump one?
I don't think they
didn't
none
really
of
say
us
you
did.
Couldn't.
Yeah, none of us
but
did.
But it's probably not recommended for first timers.
Yeah, they were more
if we go I'd love to ask if I could do that.
They were more like take your time, like watch your breathing.
I think you'd be a little bit more scared to do it than you think once you
shoot
one.
Yeah, when I've shot guns before. And it's a scary thing, but like
this will probably put
I'm a
me
little
on
comfortable.
It's probably put me on some government watch list. But the fact that you can have that in your hand, like you're at the range, you're at the range, and you're aiming down sights, and you're just shooting, and if you just something happened, you could just turn around. The fact you have the power to just kill somebody, really, that's the one thing that I get really weird about is that just I have this power in my hand.
It's like Lord of the Rings when they hold the ring.
Yeah, it you like have this them. Power, and just
so you're telling us you want to shoot people.
No, I was just the whole time I kept like God. As I'm shooting this target, I'm like if I didn't have if something in my like my head if I just was not I don't want to know what the term is if I was not normal so and I came in here now you have to pass they do check your ID you got to sign paperwork you got to see a video. And they do check your back. I think they do a quick
background check
or something like that when you give your ID. But like this, I've never been a gun person in my life, and I've never been like eager to hold a gun or be with a gun. And just the fact you can just take a life with it is insane.
It is
and
crazy.
I know we talk about this a lot in here, and I didn't really think about this until after we shot. I don't think anybody for the right reason should be able to own the gun that we shot. The second time,
the
like that's insane. Yeah. That is insane.
That's pretty powerful. I mean, we shot 100 yards, and I was able to hit 3 headshots my first day shooting. So.
It's insane, and those things are like a cannon going off. And I don't see any practical reason why you would ever need that. If somebody broke into my house and I fired that thing 5 times, I couldn't hear, I wouldn't be able to see, and everybody in the neighborhood would know something
horrible
had happened.
It would also probably travel
happened.
Through your living room it would, into someone else's
two
kitchen.
Two of the neighbors would be dead. Their car would explode.
Yeah, it felt really... was the first time I've never shot a gun before, but the fact I could like feel my shoulders kick back, I thought was
did you,
crazy.
Did you guys have to? You didn't have like a bipod or anything, did you?
Yeah, well, we had a.
No,
it was like
a
did you
foam,
have a little?
It was like a foam thingy that the gun.
Well, you remember
in.
we shot that AR-15 with Mike, cousin Mike, that one time we had that.
Were these more
the,
powerful?
The scope and the bipod.
These felt way more powerful. I
think,
it might
shot
have just
308.
308 yeah. Win and then.
I don't know what the
7.65 by 5.4. I think
you
that's right.
Probably not. Probably not an AR-15. I wouldn't imagine. Probably like a 5.56. I would think.
I don't know, but the 308
7.62.
Really?
7.62 by 5.4.
That's like a, well, it shoots out of like an AK.
I guess the bullets were maybe.
Huge. I don't know.
The bullets were huge. Yeah, we saved a casing. I don't think it's.
Yeah,
down
I know
there,
it's up. We gotta put one. We
that
put
was
it up
actually
on the
smaller.
The
that one
I
was we
say
had,
that looked tiny. That probably
that
was like
in
a,
the one with the iron sight. Like we had iron sights. The big one was 308,
like a 30-06, maybe.
And it was fucking. If that hit you, you'd just like it just,
just
you'd explode.
You, like,
you just explode.
Oh, imagine shooting a 50 cal. Like
I know, I want to shoot one so bad. I bet my fucking shoulder stuck to the roof.
Like a desert eagle. That's a 50 caliber pistol.
I shooting a handgun is way more scary than shooting an AR.
Because you have at least with the AR, you're down.
You're
in
a little
that
more
thing.
Controlled.
And if you shoot, you can't go.
Well,
like,
at no point the barrel ever comes back at me. That scares the fuck out of me.
Have you seen those videos before where a guy
shoots
and he
shoots again
and shoots again and
blow my fucking eyebrows off? I don't like that at all.
I don't like it
or
either.
Like it kicks off to the side and like the next thing I could shoot the wall next to me.
I kept thinking about if you like got aggressive. I kept thinking you would do this. You'd like get aggressive and wanted to shoot a headshot. And in the pamphlet, it says you can't shoot a headshot beyond. I think it's 10 yards or closer than 10 or 7 yards. And the reason is because if you aim up and shoot up, it's going to ricochet off of the ceiling. And
oh,
I could just
shit.
See you hitting the rail.
They didn't
and
tell
like,
me that.
It going. Ding, ding, ding,
ding. Good thing I didn't aim for the head then. I guess, huh?
Yeah, okay. I'd say of everybody, I think Chris was the only one to hit the bullseye on the 100-yard range.
Yeah. My first shot on the 100-yard, I hit the cardboard up above the target.
That scope was out of whack, though. I'll say
well,
that.
Well, I thought there was going to be a drop. I don't know why I thought that, but for 100 yards, I'm playing DayZ. Like, aimed above the head thinking, okay, this will hit down. I fucking nailed the cardboard.
That's hilarious, dude. I didn't know that.
Because they were looking for the shot, and he like pulled up, and it's like a cardboard connected to the paper way above.
Yeah,
because
there's a lag on the screen, so so that you can shoot, look up at the screen, and it sees where it hit on the target. So when you shoot, and it sees he shot, and everybody's looking at the thing, and nothing happened to the target, and then later he's
did you guys
like,
laugh?
Hey, look, yeah.
Did what kind of scope did you shoot at?
It was like a 2x.
It's like an ACOG? Circle up, half circle with a red dot in the middle.
Yeah, it was like the reticle that has the circle underneath of it and then a dot up top and then two little arrows on the side. Mm-hmm. It was probably some kind of 2x.
It's definitely in Call of Duty. I've seen it before.
The reticle for sure is in it because as soon as I put my eye down in the scope, I did feel. And I don't know whether it was just because we've done like airsoft in the past and I've held those before all the time. I did feel really comfortable once I got going. I did feel comfortable. She did adjust like my hand position with like put my thumbs on top of each other. But I was a pretty good shot. She was actually impressed with my shot.
It's kind of crazy that there's technique to it. Like in all the movies you just see a guy wrap his entire finger around the trigger, but they tell you to not do like get the middle of your finger on it cuz the more you wrap around, the more you pull left when you shoot.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I was pulling everything left. But you just wouldn't think that there's technique to shooting a gun, I guess.
And I would anticipate the shot, so I would dip my gun down and I would shoot low. And then but if I would go smooth and not pay attention to it and I would just go smooth, then I would hit exactly where I wanted to hit.
I was like just sitting there shaking like an earthquake was going on.
I really want to try that. I would really like to do that. I think that'd be fun. And hopefully next time if we do it, I can make it. So
yeah, I think it's something that probably I would like to do again. I'm not like super eager to go up and do it again just because it's intimidating. But it for people that are scared about that reason, once you're up there, it's not intimidating at all. It actually is really, really fun. And I got it, once you're in, you're like, I want to shoot again. I want to get up there now. I want to get up there now. And it's really fun. But I want to do some other shooting though. They got a new bow range coming in. I've never shot a bow in my life, so I want to try that. And then they had a lever action like Winchester, and I want to shoot that like
That'd
Old
be cool.
West. They had that. They had a Scar H.
I would love that. Yeah, like if we could have the choice to like pick some really cool guns, I think that would be awesome.
MP5.
Yeah, like that. Like, and if we could like shoot some full autos, I think that would be hilarious.
I'd be scared. I'd be scared to shoot a full auto.
Yeah, I think we've shot. I mean, we shot that Magnum that one time with with Jake's dad.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, that I didn't wear ear protection, and my ears rang for like 4 days. But that up there, they provide you with ear protection, eye protection. If you have glasses, I don't think they make you wear the eye protection. But the coach said he would wear earphones, and then he would wear earplugs inside of those. And I was like, if you did that, you literally wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Yeah, I already couldn't. Once he put those on me, I was pretty useless.
Soup is joining us for the last few minutes here. We're talking about
what we've been talking about.
We're talking about Guntry, about your experience.
It was unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I've never
seen
anything like it.
Move to your.
Have you shot a gun before?
When I was like, probably when I was like 16, and then younger when I was like 8. I've been to a clay pigeon course, and they're unbelievable.
My mom
we would
said
have
that's
so much
she,
fun at that.
That's what my mom said she used to do when she was a kid.
I was impressed. You think Jarrett would be good now that you've seen it?
I mean, I don't know if he'd be good, but I know that he'd be average.
Do you guys feel like all of us were on the same level? That's what I felt like.
Yeah.
I think I was a little bit above, yeah.
I thought Chris was like...
I think my dad struggled because he was really nervous and he was shaking real bad.
It was
bad.
One of the coolest things I've seen.
But, yeah, and the guys were up there. He was like telling us we shouldn't be nervous, which is true.
Jarrett's gonna actually poop himself when he gets to go.
Oh, I'm really excited. I really want to do it. I think it would be super fun. And they were telling me that some of the guns on the wall...
Yeah.
I want to shoot a shotgun, but you can't shoot buckshot or birdshot. It has to be a slug. I want to shoot a shotgun.
Shotgun's what you use when you're a clay pigeon. It's awesome.
I hit everything in sight.
No, I said a slug.
But you said you...
You can't shoot
buckshot. You said you can only shoot that, but I'm saying, is that what you want
to
shoot?
No, I don't want to shoot that.
I want to put like 30 things out there and just blow it all up.
You know where I'm like actually confident that I'm going to smoke you guys in? And if you remember, I wasn't like talking any shit before we shot because I'm not a great shooter. When those archery, dude.
Have you shot a bow before?
Oh my gosh. We used to have the big salt boxes in our backyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we used to eat off of.
And you would put the targets on it. And like when you pull that back, it feels so primal. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you get
like an avatar.
And you feel your back like flex and your breathing slows down and then you get to let go. You literally just let go. And the
shot a bow?
I have.
Oh, I thought
when
you
when I was
up
younger.
There.
But
no.
The archery place isn't open yet.
They have that.
And they're building it.
Yeah, they're working on that. They have another cool thing, too. It's like that simulator that resource officers can use. So a resource officer for any high school or middle school or wherever you're stationed, they can take a GoPro or a camera and mount it to them, and then they do a walkthrough of, let's say, Wheeling Park. They'll do a walkthrough of Wheeling Park, film a walkthrough, and then they can take it to Guntry. And the place at Guntry, they can computer-generate shooters, students, teachers, scenarios that a person might run into if they're a resource officer in a live shooting. So that's really cool.
I'd like to do that.
They also have a simulator where they do like a zombie
apocalypse.
That's what they're
saying.
I want to do that too.
Have you guys been hearing what they're building with the VR stuff? I'm sure you've seen videos of it. Where, like they'll put you on a big 10x10 pad and you move.
Yeah.
Like you could walk with the VR.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So like if you're fighting a zombie here and you need to run, the floor rotates and you can actually run
there,
like with the, have you seen this?
Yeah, it's like an omnidirectional.
Oh, yeah,
so
omnidirectional. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. How are kids, that's how you get rid of the obesity.
I was going to say that's going to change the world.
It's going to change everything.
Yeah,
that's
I've seen that. It's not a treadmill, but it's it kind of
exactly.
is.
If they get that up to like really good, we would be shredded.
Shredded. There's I'd run for hours.
Biggest gamer ever.
There's a couple different versions. There's one that actually moves just by how you move, and you don't have to be locked down, and you can do that. But there's also like big buildings that they will. It's like a warehouse, and they'll just make it a completely white room, and then you go in and you can do VR and run around the whole room. But there's also one where it hooks in by your waist.
I've seen this one.
And it's like a disc.
Yeah.
And you run on it and it moves in different directions.
I can't remember if this was. We've only been to paintball 2 times for Earl's birthday, right? Is it both for Earl's birthday?
Yeah, probably.
Can you remember the one time? I think this is the second time we went and we were all fired up. And the first one we went on was the one with the hills. And we did the first round. We were all out of breath.
Oh, I literally took my mask off in the middle of the field because I was like, I'm going to throw up. I was like heaving in the middle. I hadn't ran. Because we were finally done with baseball.
Paintball terrifies me.
We need a paintball.
I love paintball.
If we did a WKKX paintball matchup. What would a funny team be? Like Lola, your dad.
Oh my Chris.
Oh, my dad would hate that. Oh my god, he would hate that.
Why, yeah. Getting shot?
Oh, getting shot. It
the
would,
mask
say,
fogging
ah,
up.
Fuck. he would hate that. Man, I don't know if many people would enjoy that. Paintball hurts.
It does.
Paintball hurts, especially if it doesn't pop. If it doesn't pop,
even
and
it's in the late fall, and you're doing cold. That. Yeah.
Oh man, it is fun. It's intense. So it gets fun. Your heart. It gets your heart moving,
dude. Especially when you're like late in the game and you know there's only a couple people left and you're hiding somewhere.
Especially when you're outnumbered.
Yes.
That's when it's very.
And the shots are firing off the wall.
And you have three people that don't give a shit about you. They just want to shoot you.
Yeah.
They don't care how bad it hurts.
See, that indicates to me that I would never, ever do well in a live action, like in war.
Because
I would just, when we went paintballing for somebody's birthday, probably was Earl's, we went and I remember I was in a foxhole, like a little foxhole with I think maybe Nick or somebody. And it was the most terrified I've ever been.
It's a scary
feeling.
I was like, Nick, I can't do this. I can't do this. And I was like, I think I was out of ammo. And I was like, you got any extra? And we're swapping them as we were doing it.
Where's the place we go normally?
It's Urban Assault.
Urban Assault.
There's the one course that's out in the woods that you play Capture the Flag. There's a couple of those little huts where there's a window, but on the other side there's a wall too. So when they're shooting through your window, the paint is just smacking off, and it's so loud. And you're in there with your mask on, and all you hear is poof, poof, poof. Like,
that is a fun – that and airsoft. You know what I've always thought about that I think would be sick, like, if I ever, like, had the time to do it or like, would get the right equipment to do it? I think doing one of those airsoft, like, milsim things would be sick.
What's
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like a military simulator.
It'd
be
sick.
And, like, it's like a – and you could even do them for, like, a couple days where you, like, camp out and like, you can
– if you don't get shot.
Yeah, and you – well, like, you can, like, respawn like they have like trucks and you gotta like
cool. I've seen some with like helicopters.
Yeah,
that's
like sweet. it's sick. Like I think it would be cool.
And are you going against somebody?
Yeah, like you. There's two big teams.
Oh,
and
that's
like
sick.
And it's like
and
an
it's
actual
a day
war.
Thing.
Yeah, it's like I think it's like a couple day things you can do. Like,
dude,
you gotta, like camp out. It would be intense as hell.
They have similar things with LARPing.
That was so loud.
Sorry.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever
live action role play?
Have you ever? You've seen LARPing before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, people,
Jared,
when you hear LARPing, when you hear the word LARPing, instantly you probably think fat nerds, weirdos.
I would do that, too.
Cardboard armor with, like...
I want one of the bows.
But I've seen videos of legitimate wars of people fighting. There's a story that somebody told. They were doing a LARPing thing, and they make weapons out of like this polystyrene. It's like a hard plastic and then with a metal core, so like if you get hit it hurts. But then if you want to wear armor, so if I want to wear plate armor, I have to wear plate armor. It can't be fake. It has to be real armor.
Oh, so that's heavy.
It's heavy. And like the more armor you have the more something can't damage you. So if I have an axe that does one damage to you when I hit you, but if you have plate armor that is plus two armor, I can't damage you.
Oh,
stupid!
You have to have.
I would just hurt you on purpose.
So you have to have you have to put somebody on your squad who is up to that tier against
you. Would be
them.
Wearing our plate armor.
Yeah,
so there was somebody telling me
that's
not
sick,
telling me
like,
yeah,
that's cool.
Cool.
But there's
I would forget that out there.
It's well, you have to hit him and you say one. So you
but
go
how do I know
one.
How much health he has?
And then if he gets
I'm
hit,
I'm at nine. I'm at eight.
I think that's how it actually works, but. There was somebody telling a story where they were doing LARPing and they were like camped out for a day and they did it in the woods and they
Whoa.
Were like roasting meat and eating around a fire.
They hunt squirrel?
And they
That's
had
dope.
A castle that they had to take. You had to lay siege to the castle.
I would get so in character.
And they said they were crouching around in the woods and like by these hills like in front of the castle. And then right when the sun went down, they charged the castle. And when they charge the castle, they're like breaking the walls down and like getting into the front door.
I would literally charge at 4 a.m.
They were like firing arrows over the wall.
That's sweet.
And somebody, they got in and they were like in the like a Braveheart style melee, just hitting each other. Like people were getting bloody noses and broken Jeez. Glasses. And there was like a time where somebody went, stop. I've dropped my glasses. And the guy said like both sides split apart and everybody paused. And he was looking around the ground. He goes, "All right, I got him." And then they just race back.
Is there a video
together.
Of that?
Great story.
Is there a video of that?
I don't think so. But I mean, there are thousands of people that do that in like big events.
Let's look up our
if we went LARPing in Pittsburgh. There's got to be one in Pittsburgh or Columbus, right?
Yeah, but it's probably the way he initially described it.
Fat nerds.
Yeah, it's a guy with like a horse dick.
Cool. So we could go and dominate, bro.
But I mean, just like a minor league, we got to work our way up.
See, you think you're like that, and then like
some
video clerk named Josh would just have like a double-edged spear and shred you to pieces.
I would slaughter him. As soon as I hit him in the shins with my sword, he's going to give up real quick.
Hey. Have you ever seen the UFC thing?
Uh-uh.
It's like UFC, but they're in full plate armor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
Like just two knights fighting.
That's insane.
I saw guys playing chess and boxing.
Yeah. You play a round of chess, and then you get up and you box for 30 seconds, and then you get back down and you...
Stupid. That's the stupidest sport ever.
You make a sport?
Well, what Jared was... I mean, this is already a sport, but paintball's a sport, right? It could be.
Yeah, sure. It's professional.
Him paintball. Saying the thing where like you could do like a day event. You know how cool it would be if it was us four like at Urban Assault? And instead of, you know how they have separate maps, if it was just everything,
just like a big war zone map.
And you could start wherever.
What would be our roles?
Well,
you would be like the stock soldier. You would be you would be assault rifle,
like an assault rifle.
You'd be by the book, like we're doing this, doing that. If you need to like cover somewhere, you're covering it, and you'd have maybe like a sidearm.
He's by the book,
but you'd be a little wild. He would be the sniper, so he would be back in the back hanging out.
Beat it out, or he's got a subby and he's just running up on you.
That's
do they
what
make
you
paintball
would
guns sniper? Do they make paintball gun snipers?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, not paintball guns, but airsoft guns.
You would be like the rogue. You would try
LMG.
To just bum rush everybody.
Probably.
You would just be real aggressive. I don't know.
I want grenades,
guys. I just looked up the legend LARPing. This is in Virginia. Players come from, it's in the Charlottesville area, which I don't think is crazy far away. They meet every 2 weeks from noon to 4 p.m. every other Sunday in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Wow.
We might have to make it
so,
attendance.
All right.
Yeah, we might have to go.
But we'd have to really get, I think we'd have to get geared up.
Yeah, yeah, we'd have to gear up.
All right, before we wrap this up, because we're probably getting towards the end.
Oh, it is kind of far, 5 hours.
Soup, have you ever had a meal that you went, man, this is the best meal I've ever had?
Yeah, it just popped in my mind. That's funny you say that. But are you laughing because you say I always have an answer?
No, go ahead. What's your meal?
Did you guys?
Well, no, we were arguing about it.
We'll
you have to go back
fill
and
fill you in.
It really is like this might be my favorite meal ever.
Salmon?
No.
Salad?
No.
French toast?
No.
Steak?
No.
Definitely steak.
No, it's not.
Really?
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
We were whitewater rafting in Costa Rica.
Jesus.
Okay? And part of the package when you paid... for the whitewater rafting was when you were done, you got like an authentic home cooked meal at one of these, like, it wasn't a restaurant, it was like a little shack, and they'd cook for you. So we sit down and there's a pork chop with plantains and like and cook. What?
I didn't say
you asked, and then you're shaking your head.
Just go ahead.
Okay.
It's his opinion, man.
Pork chops,
whatever.
Plantains, salad with some homemade dressing. Do you know what Costa Rica has two of the of what they lead in exports? Stop beating your head off the podcast.
I'm listening.
Pole.
Plantains and pork chops?
No.
I don't know.
What? Take a guess. What Costa Rica exports in? They're massive leaders in this.
I know this.
Coffee?
No. It might be, but
cocoa beans.
No, weed.
Rice and sugarcane.
Mm, okay.
So I sit down and there's this rice that like it almost looked like it was glowing. There was sugar all over the rice. That's how they made it. It was the best meal I've ever had. And there was like this green sauce. They call it I don't know what they call it. But that was dipping the pork chop and the rice and the grilled vegetables all together. It's one of the best meal I've ever had. What about you?
Oh, man.
That actually
you're probably chasing that high. You're
I've never had anything like
you're
it.
You're going to be chasing that high the
See,
rest
that's
of your
what
life.
I mean.
Huh. Never had
that's exactly
like
what I'm talking about.
What?
I've it's never ever had a meal like that where I'm like, holy shit, I'm never going to have anything like this again.
But I think that's because that's just the way you are.
Wait, do you have one?
I've been all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I've been all over the place.
What's that mean to me?
I'm saying you're...
I'm saying you don't appreciate when food is really good. Like, you're just like...
No, he definitely does, Cools. No,
dude, I love
he's
food.
Just all, he said, like, nothing ever blows my mind away. Nothing's, like, really, really
I've
good.
I've seen him. We were all together.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's a liar.
No. When we were in Greenville, his jaw dropped.
You can't
dropped.
Argue this because you
that's
weren't here
said.
For this.
Because I said... it's the best burger that I've ever had. But I didn't eat it, and I went, this is the best thing I've ever put inside my body.
No, but he was close. He appreciated what he was eating.
That's my point.
For you being to Europe and stuff so many times, like, you're telling me you don't have one where you're like, this is the best meal I've ever had.
I'm not saying I don't. I couldn't pick one. I don't know off the top of my head what I would consider.
Because you don't appreciate food.
No idea. I'm just saying.
Well said.
I've had a lot of great meals. Like I.
Yeah. Respect.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to pick one. He. Is
so what about your? Now
saying,
this is a bit different because this can be just things that you enjoy. But what do you? Before, if you were on a deathbed and they, you know, you get
tough.
One meal.
I've always struggled with that. And I think it's due to a lack of memory and a slow brain. I don't know. I can't remember all of the stuff
smooth
that I've had.
Brain.
A slow brain.
A smooth brain.
I'm telling you guys, like, just because of that Costa Rica experience, I guarantee you there's some place in Italy or some place in France, like,
no,
in
there's
Europe,
definitely some amazing food.
There's some, yes, there has to be, like.
Like, it's crazy to say, but out of all the hibachi I have, fusion by far the best. I will give it to that.
Which is crazy.
But
he's
do you
trite.
Think if you went to
he's
Japan
right.
and you had it real
well, it's not American. It might
better.
Be better, but I don't know.
It's not America. It's Americanized here. We're not eating the same thing.
See, that's why I don't think it would be, like, the way you experience fusion, I don't think you would find that experience in the actual where it comes from.
It could
from.
Be better. It could
yeah,
be worse.
It could be better.
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's better.
But what? Why does that?
You know what they said about it. You know what they said about Italian food? You know how, like, when we eat pasta here, we want to go to bed?
Yeah.
Like, we're tired.
Yeah,
like, when we
it's
eat.
All fat stuff.
Dude, they said when you eat over there, like, you can eat for hours. And you feel fine.
Yeah, some guy, there was a comedian that said he went to an Italian place, and they just kept bringing food out, like, a dish
after
dish.
I think
dish.
They eat super late, too, I think.
Yeah, and they eat for hours.
Those
Sorry.
People live
Sorry.
There.
Right on top of that thing.
Those people live for a long time, though.
Yeah.
I think that the people, like, in the south of Italy, there's some place where they eat like a lot of olives and stuff, yeah. and drink wine, and their population, their death or their mortality expectancy, whatever the word is.
And we're
is.
Over here eating fucking Big Macs and chicken Big Macs and
snack wraps are coming back.
Snack wraps.
They've All been
right.
saying that for years.
That's our That'll be like the we should do like a taste test when they come back and yeah. rank it how good it is.
Yeah. All right, thank you for joining us. Ponder Podcast, episode 157. Myself, Cools, Soup, and Jarrett. Woo-hoo. We had a fun time today. Let us know what your favorite meals are. And if you disagree with us, I mean, let us know, because I don't know who's right. And 10,000 rats, they win. In a swoop.
You guys talked about that?
Yeah.
Dude, I went 10,000 rats in the rifle.
It's not we talked
That's
about
not
that.
Bad.
That
was
one.
Like number two.
Yeah.
What'd you guys
I
Bears
said,
and.
I said, they said.